Goodbye. Now that our short tour of the inside of the temple is over, we suggest that you take a final look once you are outside of the building. The building material is terracotta, omnipresent in the architectural tradition of the Padania region, thanks to the large supply of clay the land provides. The bell tower is delicate and elegant and well proportioned with the church's size. During the second half of the 19th century, when a massive restoration campaign began, the construction of a twin bell tower was envisioned, symmetric to the first, but it was never realized. Look on the right side of the facade. You will see a huge building, now home to the music school, the windows of which are protected by robust metal bars. It is not a coincidence, in fact, that the plate reads Monte di Pietà. This institution, closely tied to the congregation which ran the church, was founded in 1512 with two objectives. On the one hand, administrate all the conspicuous donations given to the establishment which ran the church, and on the other, give the poor the possibility to obtain small loans by lien using the capital and land rents left by the benefactors. In short, a sort of ethical bank ante litteram, whose objective was not to make profit but to offer an original combination of solidarity and credit. Our journey through the history of the Incoronata and its treasures ends here. We thank you for listening and we hope to have awoken your interest not only for this place but also for Lodi, a city filled with history and artistic and architectural masterpieces. Arrivederci. Goodbye.